What's up, everybody? Welcome to Rice and Beans. Jester, Cookie, Jasmine, and Pepper are in the house tonight, and we've got a really good lineup. Got some more Would You Rather coming up towards the end, some Tender Sausage Isle. So we're going to get started with our first topic for tonight, and it's what is the best or worst first date you've ever been on?
God, I haven't been in many dates at all.
Fuck, don't everybody answer at once.
So many. So many.
No, not at all.
And to pick one worst, I mean, it's hard.
I mean, it has to be that one time I went to that hoarder's house. Like,
with the ginger brother?
That was pretty, yeah, with the ginger brother. That's pretty bad. I mean, he took me out for soup and stuff because he had his wisdom teeth pulled and everything. So I guess, okay. Wow.
Okay, yeah.
I don't get why you would go on a date if you had that done. Like, stay home.
Yeah, I have no idea. But I went, and then we smoked in his freaking mom's house. And he was like, I have to warn you, my parents are semi-hoarders. And I was like, oh. Okay. I was just trying to smoke. Like, can we just go to a park or something, you know? Fuck.
Why'd you just fucking smoke in the car?
Be the worst one. I mean, it was just so bad. Like, like, I have to mourn for it or something. Like, I had such high hopes for that guy. It's insane.
That's fucked up.
And it's so funny because I actually had my friend add him on Snapchat just, I think, like, about a week ago. And I told her, add him, see if he adds you back. And then he added her back, right? And then I told her, okay, now tell him that you were just trying to add somebody and that you had just, like, mistyped it or something. And then, so that's what she said. And then she said, okay, well, just in case you're cute, I'm single, so send me a selfie. And this motherfucker sends her a selfie, like, straight out of bed with, like, bed hair, like, troll-looking. Like, just messed the fuck up. And she showed me it, and she was like, I had to get my cousin take a screen, like a picture of it through my phone so he doesn't know I screenshotted it. But look at him. It looks like he went rock bottom when you stopped talking to him. And I was like, oh, my God. I'm so sorry. But, I mean...
Wow.
Yeah, that's gotta be the worst one, I guess.
All right. My worst one was I met this chick online, and I get to her house to pick her up, and I thought it was her standing outside. She actually had a twin, and it wasn't the one that I was, you know, gonna go on the date with. And she's like, "Oh, she's coming out," and she came out, and she didn't look anything like her twin. She was. Well, it's a lot different than the picture. So,
every time.
So were they fraternal or identical twins?
At one point, they were identical, but then one started binge eating, it looks like, and then she used
swallowed her twin?
Yeah, and then she used her twin's picture for the profile, because she was, like, nowhere near what, like, the size
they
of her
sister. They were supposed
to
be triplets, but she ate them.
So not only does she not look like her pictures, but she's kind of obnoxious to talk to. She just can't really keep up with conversation, doesn't really know what's going on, and I was sober, so it sucked. And yeah. It sucks so bad that I picked her up at like 7. By 8 o'clock, I was texting one of my friends to call me and make up some excuses to why I had to get the fuck out of there. The date was done by 8:30.
Oh shit!
Wow.
So it was bad. How about you?
That's
You could do a best too. Like, you don't have to have a worst. Like, I just.
Oh no! Like, I was being sarcastic. All of my first dates have been horrible.
You never had a good date.
What's a good date?
When you get right.
How that can happen on a bad day too.
It was there one that was worse than the when you made the domestic violence joke with the doctor?
I think that would have to be the best worst.
You should tell that one. That one was fucking hilarious.
Like least detail possible. First date, doctor.
Put it in your mouth.
Lots of liquor. Like, so much liquor. Like, could kill a teenager at a high school party. Amount of liquor. And that was just at dinner. We hadn't ventured into, like, the club afterwards.
Oh, wow.
So, like, 40 minutes drinking some more. And then we get... Like, it wasn't even, like, an alcoholic bad thing. It was just... I say stupid shit. So.
Don't we all?
Yeah. Every time. So.
Some of us make a career out of it.
I hope to. So he calls Uber. Our Uber gets there. And so we're just mouthing off to each other very playfully. The Uber driver is cracking up. They're all like, they comment, like, oh, you guys like to have fun, don't you? I'm all like, yeah. And then pointing to the person I'm on the date with, I'm all like, yeah, it's all fun and games till this one starts beating me.
Oh my god.
Like, thinking that's funny. I mean,
yeah,
two guys, it's fighting hilarious. So the Uber driver laughs. I get that look you give your kid, like when they say something stupid, like, we'll talk about this later.
Yeah. And they're really gonna get beat.
Seriously, that's literally what happened. So like a minute after that, I look at him, I'm like, is everything okay? And he like looks at me and says, we'll talk about this when we get home.
Oh. That's like, holy shit, he really is going to fucking kick my ass.
You're like, I was just joking, but.
I'm like, okay.
So did he beat your ass?
No.
You're like all disappointed.
I know. Wonk, wonk. No, like, it was just, I don't know. It was, once again, I was to blame in this situation, as so often I am. But, yeah, I just.
You're an enabler.
They're enabling me.
And I asked him what he was going to do. If he was going to keep seeing this guy. I was like, that's like 90% of your material.
It
like
really that, is.
The domestic violence stuff. So what are you going to do now?
When you're not beating your spouse, I don't know what else is funny. I really don't get humor. But needless to say, we went out maybe one or two times after that. And I am not married to a doctor, so.
What about you, Pepper?
I don't know. I'm like Jasmine, haven't been on very many dates, so I don't know. I'll say my. Well, they're not considered dates if you take them back home right away.
Why not?
What? That's not a date. A date's like dinner.
That's
movie.
A good date. What the fuck are you talking about?
Right.
Want to be wined and dined.
Yeah, so but then after you go back.
Yeah, but somebody's... I never got the wine and dine. It was just like, oh, chill at home, watch a movie.
You're too good for tooted and booted.
I'll bring a pizza.
Netflix and chill, man.
No, fire stick and
get
fuck.
Get off your high horse. No Netflix and chill? What's wrong with you?
No, fire stick and fuck is better.
Well, then. Well, then I think maybe you need to specify Netflix, chill, and food.
Right? Okay.
And,
well.
And then just place your order under that.
Or just use Uber Eats.
It's the best.
Brought to you by the letter U.
Okay, so I guess I gotta say with my son's dad, he was young, so I should have expected it, but we went out to Marie Callender's and
throughout. Because you guys are 60.
He was like a baby, fresh out of high school. I was only 21.
Dinner at 4.
So at the end of the day, the bill comes, and he's looking at me like, do you have the rest? And I'm just like, fuck, I guess. So I had to pay my half, and he paid his half. But I'm like, this is not a date. And it's luckily that I brought money, because I usually don't. But yeah, I was like, well, you're not getting any.
Holy shit. He showed you.
Yeah.
No, you know what?
I think I had a kid with him after.
I had some shit happen to me where I went on, it wasn't like a first date, but it wasn't like too far off from one. And I had just gotten new bank cards like that day. And so I called and I activated it. At least I thought I did. I had thought, oh fuck, it's new card. Maybe I should get cash before I go just in case. No, I didn't. And get to the movie theater and fucking try to pay for the tickets. Neither of the cards work. It was fucking payday. Couldn't touch any of my fucking money because the cards didn't work. Could try to get it out of the ATM, fucking nothing. And so the chick ended up fucking paying for the tickets. I was like, oh, shit.
That's sad. Luckily she had money.
I don't typically date poor chicks. It's not fun. Like, I'm all for equality. I want them to pay for shit for me, too.
Well, yeah, it should be.
Everybody half likes getting free stuff.
Half and half. It's equal rights.
That's my MO.
Right? So, we're going to get into some would you rather. Jasmine came up with some questions.
Oh, we're going to start this now?
Yeah. You all ready to go?
We're starting it.
We're starting it.
This is all you.
All right. Some of them are simple, but... I'll start. Would you rather swim 300 meters through shit or 300 meters through dead bodies?
Through dead bodies.
I've done both, so... the shit just feels a little bit better.
How freshly dead?
How freshly shit?
Right. Is it hard? Is it diarrhea?
Yeah, is the shit still hot?
Then it's like a jacuzzi.
So what's your choice?
I'll go with the dead bodies.
Dead bodies?
Yeah.
Dead bodies.
Cookie.
He said shit.
He said both.
Oh, you said shit. Okay, my bad.
Sorry, always my shit. Husband is laying if next shit to me is naked. Ever an answer, I pick shit.
Oh, no.
Scat.
All right. Next question, would you rather be reborn in the past or reborn into the future?
The past.
The past.
I've seen really? Back to the future, and I'm going to go with the past.
What? I'm the only one who wants to be in the future? What the hell? I wouldn't want to live in the fucking past.
I barely want to live in the present. Why would I fucking want to see what the fuck else is going to happen?
I don't know, man.
Shit's going downhill. This is the way it's going
to
end, yo.
There's so many things to look forward to.
It's okay, next question. How we're going to die.
Would you rather eat shit that tasted like chocolate or eat chocolate that tasted like shit?
Chocolate.
Wait, repeat.
Which
that?
Chocolate? Chocolate
that tastes like shit.
Okay.
It's an acquired
or
taste.
Or shit that tastes like chocolate?
Yeah.
I'll take the shit. It tastes like chocolate.
I owe Jester $5.
Shit eating grin.
All right, next one. Would you rather eat your dead friend when you're trapped in a deserted island? Would you rather eat your dead friend, your freshly dead friend, or kill your dog and eat it?
I'll eat my friend.
Kill my dog and eat it?
I would never kill my dog.
One's a person.
I'll kill my son before I kill my dog.
I mean,
how big is the dog? How big is the dog?
How big is the dog? Well, I don't know what kind of dog do you have. Well, a Chihuahua, a fucking Labrador.
That's going to make all the difference. If it's a big dog, maybe I'll be able to eat for a while. If it's a fucking Chihuahua, I'd rather fucking kill my friend and fucking eat
him. Exactly. You can feast
on
the
dog. No,
you
don't have to kill your
dog.
Friend. Your
he's already
dead.
Oh, that's right. He's already dead. Yeah, fuck it. I saw alive. I could fucking do it.
Do what? Kill your dog?
No, not the dog. The dead friend.
Oh, the dead person? Okay. So everyone goes for the dead friend.
No, I said dog.
Oh, you said dog. Oh,
yes.
Okay.
I'm surprised you didn't say dog, too. What the fuck?
I know. Well,
She's trying not to. She's like, try not to be Asian. Try not to be Asian. Try not to be Asian.
Come over here, delicious.
Next, would you rather end a life of a single human being or kill 100 cute baby animals?
I'd rather kill the human being.
Baby animals.
The animals.
I don't think we could be friends, Cookie.
I don't think I like we ever were.
I think I'm gonna kill the baby animals, too. I mean, that's what chicken nuggets are pretty much made of, so...
Pepper, you just said you're an animal person. I love animals. You're a person. These are animals.
I love animals.
All right, next one. Would you rather have taste buds on your butthole or poop through your mouth?
Taste buds on my butthole.
Do you still have the taste buds in your mouth if you have to shit through your mouth?
Well, you can pick either or.
And does food have to go in the butt?
No. No. I don't know.
Are you sure it doesn't have to?
Retro introgestion. Is much safer than is much safer than regular digestion, and I base this on absolutely nothing. I love that episode. Yeah, why not? It seemed to work in South Park.
All right, would you rather eat a bowl of puke or lick a hobo's foot?
Lick a hobo's foot.
Lick a hobo's foot.
Is whose puke is it?
Mine. Ew. It's Cookie's. No. It's Cookie's puke.
That's disgusting.
Okay, I'll do the foot then.
Shut your mouth, Chester.
I just took that to another level. Oh. I didn't even say. I just.
Well, that escalated quickly.
I fucking asked that question.
That was funny.
So the hobo's foot or the hobo's puke?
No, the hobo's foot.
Okay. All right. Next one. Would you rather eat roadkill for the rest of your life, or would you rather have everyone around you sound like Gilbert Gottfried?
Gilbert Gottfried.
Who's that?
Gilbert Gottfried. Affleck. He's not Affleck anymore, but he was Affleck.
Oh, yeah. I'll take that one. Then, too.
Because he made fun of a tsunami.
All right. I got two more.
All right.
Would you rather have a vagina for a forehead or have a row of penises down your back like a stegosaurus?
Row of penises down my back like a stegosaurus. They work, though, right? They're functional?
Fully sure. Functioning peni.
Yeah, then good. Yeah, I'll do that one. Yeah.
A vagina on my forehead.
So as long as they're all boners, you're good. But yeah. They can't be flaccid, as you're saying.
They have to work.
They have to work.
Yeah, they gotta be functional.
Can you imagine just, like, taking your shirt off, like rawr, and fucking just boners?
Can I? What do you think I've been doing since you asked the question?
Guilty.
All right. My last one. Would you rather have sex with a goat and no one knows that you did it? Or not have sex with a goat, but everyone thinks you did?
Yeah, I'll take
that. You'd rather have sex with a goat?
And nobody knows, yeah.
And nobody knows?
Yeah. That sounds better than the other one.
Yeah, the mystery.
Shh, see.
Mm-hmm. Just like the pillows.
I miss Billy.
So we're gonna go ahead and take a little trip down the Tinder sausage aisle. Jasmine, I'll go ahead and turn it over to you.
Yeah, I'm gonna give you guys an update on what's going on. So Jake has a girlfriend. And the other night, she was, like, trying to come on to me and telling me that my hair smelled good and smelled like coconuts, and that she said that if my husband doesn't fuck me, that she would fuck me. And I looked at her, and I'm like, oh, okay, well, Yeah, I guess. Not really. And then she started to ask me
if it's cold enough
what I thought about Jake, and I said, oh, he's cool. Do you think, and she was like, do you think he's attractive? I'm like, I don't know. And then this is when I knew this bitch was a fucking big ass liar, because she said, oh my god, he has a 12-inch dick.
That's a lie.
It's so big.
No, he doesn't.
There's no such thing.
Really? No, because I've already...
She's already seen Jake's dick, so she knows it's not 12 inches.
I've already seen it. I've already done everything to it. Well, not everything, but...
Most things.
But I just know that it's not that big. And she's, like, trying to, like...
Exaggerate a little.
A little is an understatement.
A little, like, is Jake from State Farm.
How much? So how much did she actually exaggerate?
A lot, because considering that she was trying to make it seem like it's 12 inches and it's so huge.
She exaggerated by 8 inches.
I was looking at my prescription bottle and I was like, well, it's kind of as thick as a prescription bottle, it looks like. But maybe an inch or two longer.
Wow.
How disappointing. Maybe. Bottle, that's kind of small.
That's what Cookie said. A little is Jake from State Farm. Exactly. So, that's what's going on. And she still doesn't know to this day.
Can you imagine if she ever found out? That would be fucking hilarious. Like,
she is batshit crazy. She admitted herself to a mental institution last week so that Jake can miss her.
False advertisement.
Is she still around then, or is she going to stay locked up?
She's always around.
No, she's...
She's like Rose from 2.5 Men.
Watch out, Jasmine. She's behind you. Smelling your hair.
Yeah, so that's what's going on. Well, meanwhile, I'm over here just withholding information.
I'm telling you, that could get you guys a lot of beer and cigarettes and babysitting hours and, like, a bunch of random favors, because, like, how badly does he not want her to know? What's it worth to him?
He's just like, go ahead, tell her.
I don't know, but every time I go outside, he bought me a laptop, right?
Uh-huh.
And I go outside with this laptop, and he goes, nice laptop. And I'm like, yeah, you gave me it. But I'm not going to tell your girlfriend that, because she'd probably be like, where's my laptop?
Next time, look at him and go, what, this piece of shit?
Then just drop it.
Some poor guy.
Wait, hold on. My husband is saying something. What'd you say?
I said she's already fucking pestering for a goddamn dog, because she found out he got a girlfriend a dog. Where the fuck's my $2,500 dog?
Oh, he got...
He got his first wife a fucking dog. It was like a $2,500 fucking Shiba Inu? Whatever the fuck it was.
Okay, apparently.
And she's pissed off because she ain't getting one.
What? Holy
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, well, that sucks. Too bad. I mean, you gotta get something out of them. One way or another, right?
You ain't getting pleasure out of them.
So, $2,500 dog, is that like Wagyu beef to you?
No clue about the dog, personally. All I know is that I'm shutting my mouth. That's it, because I do not want no batshit crazy, like, white girl coming at me. Like, no, I'm too classy for that, sorry. Fuck you, dude. Seriously. Like, go out. Go out. Get out. I'm kicking my husband out of this room. Because he's being nosy.
Kick
no,
him back
you
in.
Go to sleep downstairs. I
not
have.
Bad, dog.
Go to sleep downstairs so I can stay all night masturbating or something.
You don't like that too much.
Or something.
Or something, you know. Anyways,
she
kind of just
ramen.
Peeped over here. Do you have a cigarette? Okay, you can stay.
Oh, yeah, that's what you're
He can stay now. See, when I need something from him, I love him. Yeah, that's how it works.
It's called marriage, dumbass. That's how they all are.
Oh, shit.
All right, so, well, I guess smoke him if you got him, and we're going to roll on to a little social media lost its shit. And this one's a little sad one. I was sad to hear it, and I know Jasmine and Cookie were too. The death of Adam West.
Man, what's going to happen to his character on Pepper Family Guy?
I don't know. That, I mean, maybe they'll, you know, write his, you know, death in on the show or something.
Yeah. Or maybe they'll just, I'm gonna miss him on Family Guy though.
Yeah, and
he was on The Simpsons too. I can't remember what character he was, but he did a lot of voice acting and stuff.
Yeah, and I was gonna say who he was, but I mean I'm pretty sure I don't have to. There's anybody that's listening to this, I'm sure they know who Adam West is, so
No, I don't.
Shut up, Pepper.
Present company excluded.
Sorry.
Get out of here.
So, since Pepper didn't know who Adam West was, we are...
My Batman.
It inspired a game. So, for the next show, we're going to come up with a few celebrities, and we're going to see if Pepper knows who they are. So, that'll be sometime, what, next week? We'll try that one, or maybe the week
why
after.
Why don't we just do it now?
Yeah,
that's true.
Do it now.
It give the people what they want.
Fuck it.
All right. So, all right, Pepper. Here we go. We're gonna start off with some easy ones. Get you going.
Okay.
And
be nice.
Then we're gonna ramp it up. Ronald McDonald.
I know him.
Okay.
Prove it.
McDonald's. Number 10.
All right, Jasmine, what you got?
A McFuck.
A McFuck. And if you missed that, that is doing it at McDonald's.
That is where I spent 3 o'clock in the afternoon about maybe a few years ago.
I'm going to go to McDonald's today and say, can I have a McFuck supersize?
Yum.
Sounds all right, good. What about Robert Downey Jr.?
Yes, I know him. Cokehead.
Okay, you better.
Fellow friend, Brie Larson.
No.
What? She's about to be the new Captain Marvel, by the way, guys.
I am aware.
Who is that?
Brie Larson.
She was in Room.
Room. Room.
That's an awesome movie.
Never. All right. Okay. Sorry.
Chris Kattan.
No.
What?
Did you ever see Night at the Roxbury?
Yes.
He's the shorter guy.
Okay.
Oh.
Did you ever see Corky Romano? You guys want some?
Yes, but I don't know people by their names.
He was Corky Romano.
Oh, I don't know the name.
All right, let me think of one.
Will Ferrell.
I know him. All right. He's a funny guy.
What about Norman Reedus?
Norman? No. Norman Bates. Not that one you said.
Norman Reedus.
I don't know him.
Daryl from The Walking Dead.
That's him?
Yeah.
Oh, now I know his real name. Let me write it down.
Lucille Ball.
Yes. I love Lucy.
Okay.
What about... I'm trying to think.
George.
Chris Pratt.
Yes. I just found that out who he was today.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Vivian Vance.
No.
Ethel from My Love Lucy.
George Carlin.
No.
I hate you.
What?
Get out of here.
Who is he? Is he important? Should I know him?
Yes, he's fucking important.
Who is he? He's not the president.
What about Bryan Cranston?
No.
Oh, you don't... Breaking Bad?
Malcolm in the Middle?
Heisenberg?
The teacher or the...
Yes.
Guy? Oh, that's his... Yes. Oh, I know him, his acting, but I don't know by name.
Sorry. Okay. I'm trying to think what else.
JonBenet Ramsey.
Yes, I know him.
Him?
Him. Or her? Oh, John. Wait, that's the daughter that died.
Wow.
Sorry. Rest in peace, little girl.
What a
that
battle.
Was so sad.
I don't know.
Who's that?
Selma Hayek?
I know her. She's okay. Hot.
Alicia Vikander.
No.
Jenna Jameson.
I don't know.
Oh, I know her. She's a porn star.
Oh, we're dropping porn stars' names?
Oh, I know them all.
Ron Jeremy.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
She's all personally.
You're old.
Lisa Ann. Jenna Hayes. What's her? Christy Mack.
God, you are old. Holy shit.
Mia Khalifa.
Wes Khalifa? No, I don't know that Mia Khalifa. Is she a porn star?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Is she a new one?
Last 5 years.
Oh, see, no. No, the oldies.
All right. Trying to think.
Christopher Reeves.
I know him. I just don't know from where.
Henry Cavill.
No.
Superman, the new one.
Oh, I don't like Superman. Sorry, Jester.
Get out.
That's what I was going to say.
Ben Affleck.
I knew you were going to get a reaction.
I'm a Batman chick.
Ben Affleck. But
I don't like Adam West.
Christian Bale.
Oh, yes.
I know. Joseph Gordon-Levitt.
Oh,
Love it. No, I think, but no. I know the last name somewhere, but no. Who is that?
He was in Inception.
Third Rock from the
he
Sun.
He was in, God, what is that, Looper?
I never watched
that movie with Bruce Willis.
I never watched those movies.
He was in the end of Dark Knight, right?
Yeah.
Keanu Reeves.
Oh, I know him. Okay. Speed.
Speed?
Johnny Depp.
Not the Matrix. Speed.
Speed, not the drug.
Wow.
Orlando Bloom.
Yes.
Okay.
Richard Grieco.
Yes, I got his autograph when I was in 8th grade. He was so hot.
Larry Bird.
21 Jump Street. Larry Bird, yes. Celtics, of course.
Okay, then the follow-up. Elgin Baylor.
No.
Jesus.
Who is that?
Jesus.
Oh, Jesus.
They're not friends, but she knows of him.
Just checking.
I know Jesus.
Our Lord and Savior, not the gardener.
Jesus.
Juan Rodriguez.
No.
Kirsten Dunst.
Yes.
Okay.
She's so wild. Crazy beautiful.
Catherine Bigelow.
No. Is Deuce Bigelow?
She's the director. Hurt Locker.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Kit Harington.
No.
Jon Snow from Game of Thrones.
John Stamos.
I know him. Full House.
Okay. I'm trying to think.
Jeff Bridges.
No. Who is that?
The dude.
What dude?
The Big Lebowski. Oh,
the Big Lebowski?
I didn't watch that.
And like a shit ton of other things, but that was like my favorite thing that he was in.
Oh.
James K. Polk.
No. Why not?
Not a fan of Married with Children, huh?
Yeah, but I don't know my name. Is that Al Bundy?
He was a president.
Christina Applegate.
Yes.
David okay. Faustino.
No. Who's that?
Bud Bundy.
Oh, shit.
Katie Seagal.
Yes. She's fucking Sons of Anarchy.
She's also
Peggy. I know, Peggy.
Norm MacDonald.
No. Who is that? I've probably seen her, but who is that? Who is that? Tell me.
He made that movie, no. Dirty Work, Damn. And he's a comedian.
Oh, it's a he.
Gilbert Gottfried.
No.
No?
No, who is that?
We've gone over this. Oh, it was a trick question.
Alan Alda.
No. I don't know a lot of people. Who is that, though?
Colin Firth.
No. Okay. Colin Farrell.
Close, but no.
Are you pronouncing it right? Who is that?
He won an Oscar for The King's Speech.
Jennifer Connelly.
Yes.
She won an Oscar.
I know her by her movies.
Vince McMahon.
Yes, wrestling. Ooh, SmackDown. I love wrestling.
Tommy Davidson.
No.
He was on In Living Color.
I don't know him.
Diana Prince.
Yes.
Who's Diana Prince?
She's Paul a
porn
Bettany.
Star. There is a Diana Paul Prince Bettany. Porn star.
Oh, well, she's more famously known as Wonder Woman. That's Wonder Woman's name.
The Diana new Wonder Prince. Woman?
No, that's always been her name.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
No, the new one's Gal Gadot.
That's the actress that plays her.
Yeah. Linda Paul Bettany.
Oh, Paul Bettany.
No.
Jennifer Connelly's husband.
Yeah. He was the Vision in Avengers.
I don't watch superhero like that.
What?
I don't like Avengers.
Sorry, I freaked out on that.
I like Avengers.
All right, how about this one? Linda Carter.
No.
Jesus.
How about?
Tell me.
Wonder Woman.
That's Wonder Woman.
I don't know by name, if you say like the new Wonder Woman.
No,
she
that's
was the TV.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
What was the interview process like for Pepper? I had to give blood.
Like Ewan McGregor.
No.
What?
Is that bad? Who is that?
Ewan he was McGregor? Young Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Kenobi? Star Ewan Wars Kenobi. Episodes 1, 2, and 3.
Aww.
Ewan McCracken.
No. Who is that? You made that up.
Yes, I did.
Ernie McCracken.
No. Bert and Ernie?
No. Fucking, it's Bill Murray from Kingpin.
Oh.
Okay, Bill Murray.
I know him.
Okay. Harold Ramis?
No.
He was a Ghostbuster.
Michael C. Hall?
No. You guys know too much.
Al Pacino?
Yes. Robert
Willem
De Niro.
Dafoe?
No.
Lorraine Bronco?
No.
Will
Smith?
Andrew Garfield?
Joe Pesci?
Yes. And her? No. Jasmine, sorry, I don't know who that is.
Philip Seymour Hoffman?
Spider-Man.
That's not
the new one?
No, that's the one that she said. Sorry.
Oh.
Totally cut off Jester.
It was Philip Seymour Hoffman.
That's, who's that? No, I don't.
His cookies look alike. He was also in The Big Lebowski. Yeah. he played Brandt.
Sorry, I don't know this stuff.
He's dead now.
Rest in peace.
Zoe Saldana.
No.
Zoe Kravitz.
Yes.
No.
Lenny Kravitz.
Yes.
Speaking of Lenny Kravitz, did you see that one time when he was at a concert and he showed his dick? No. Well, his pants ripped.
Seen it. It's my screensaver. Check it out.
I'm good.
Jester, am I lying? Am I lying? Look at it. Look at it.
How about Bernie Sanders? Do you know who he is?
I think so. No, no. I was thinking of Bernie Mac.
Well, they're both old.
Well, oh, God. Chris Rock.
Yes.
Anthony Jeselnik.
What?
Anthony Jeselnik?
No.
Kevin Hart.
Yes, I love him. He's so funny.
Amy Schumer?
Tay Diggs.
No. No. Yes.
Tay Diggs,
yes.
And Joan Rivers.
Yes.
Lisa Lampanelli.
Mm-mm.
Sarah Silverman.
No.
David Spade.
Yes.
Jimmy Kimmel.
Yes.
Adam Carolla.
No.
Ooh.
Yes. Who's that? Who's Adam Carolla?
Wow.
The wow. Man Show.
The Man Show, dude.
Oh, I don't watch that.
Yeah, Loveline.
Man.
Loveline. Okay, I got it. Dr. Drew.
Yes.
Okay.
He's a hot doctor.
Dr. Phil.
Yes. Not so hot.
Trey Parker.
No.
Matt Oprah. Stone.
Oprah, yep.
Adam Levine.
Yes.
Billy Joe Armstrong.
Is he have to do with, like, NASA? Armstrong?
Wow, not Neil Armstrong.
Is it his brother?
That's he's, Buzz Lightyear.
He's the lead vocalist for Green Day.
Yeah. Chester Bennington.
No.
He's the lead singer for Linkin Park.
For Linkin Park.
Oh, Chester the Molester.
Robin Williams.
Yes.
Robin Thicke.
Yes.
Thicke Robin.
Yes.
Weird Al Yankovic.
Robin from Winnie
the
Pooh.
Yeah, I know him.
That's Christopher Robin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I was going to name my son that.
Bob Hoskins?
No.
Bob's Burgers?
Yes. Big boy.
Bob Belcher, actually.
Sterling Mallory Archer?
No.
Oh.
Oh, my
wow.
God. I'm going to get killed here. Who's that?
Archer.
I want to watch that.
What?
You should. It's great.
You should. It's
is it
really
a good?
Funny.
Really show? Good. Is it a show or a movie?
TV it's
show.
A series, yeah. TV
FX.
Series.
X.
Archer.
Oh, Archer.
Is that cartoon?
It's on Netflix.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah, it's
no.
fucking hilarious.
I've watched
Christopher Mintz Plus.
No.
He's McLovin from Superbad.
Oh, okay.
Emma Stone.
Yes.
Daniel Radcliffe.
No.
Zach Galifianakis.
Yes.
Ryan Gosling.
Yes.
Chris
Adam
Hart-
Sandler. Yes.
Adam Sandler.
Yes.
Chris Hardwick.
Drew Barrymore.
Yes, her and her. You know Jester.
Jessica Lange.
Yes.
Walter Payton.
No.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
Who is that?
Like one of the greatest running backs of all time.
Wow, I didn't know that. Sorry. Now I know.
Andrew Lincoln.
Abraham Lincoln's brother.
No, he pays
I just
want to
put
Grimes
you in like
Dead.
A little box and oh look at so cute. Don't feed her after midnight.
Gizmo.
Into a gremlin. Oh, Gizmo, he's so cute.
Tim Allen.
Yes, 2-time.
Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes, I love her. If I was a lesbian, I'd do her.
Maury Povich?
Yes, you are not the father.
Kathy Bates?
Kathy Bates, yes. Fried green tomatoes.
Misery, like Jasmine.
Also Evan like Peters. Jasmine, Connie Chung.
Oh, I know. Yes, I know Connie Chung.
Lady Gaga.
Yes.
Amy
Evan
Lee.
Peters.
No and no.
Amy Lee Winehouse? Is the lead singer of Evanescence.
Oh.
Amy Winehouse?
Yes. Rest in peace.
Matt Bomer.
Who?
Matt Bomer?
No. Who is that?
He's in Magic Mike, man.
Oh, I don't know him. Is he the one that's married to or with that one? Wait. Eva Longoria?
I can't even remember. He's gay. No.
He's gay?
No, no, no.
Yeah.
Tony Parker.
Yeah, he's a basketball player or something, right?
Eva Longoria's ex-husband.
Yeah.
Monique.
Big Monique. Yeah, I like her.
Brandy.
Yes.
Let me tailor these more to her. Wendy Williams.
Yes, I know her.
Martha Stewart.
Yes.
Honey Boo Boo.
No. Oh, Honey Boo Boo. I love the little girl. She's so funny.
Jay Wow.
Yes. Snooki.
Yeah, this is harder trying to guess ones that she actually knows. Oh, okay. Ryan Reynolds.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yes. Ryan Reynolds.
Agreed.
Yep. He needs to make more movies.
Thurston Howell III.
No, who's that?
Oh, for fuck. It's the millionaire from Gilligan's Island.
Oh, my God. No.
Well, that was disappointing.
I know their names, like, what is it? Wait, fuck. Marianne.
Foghorn Leghorn.
No. Yes, I do know him.
Mickey Mouse.
Yeah.
I Mickey know. Mantle.
No. Oh, wait, is he a baseball player?
Not anymore.
Oh, he used to be, right? Like Babe Ruth or something. Oh, God.
Ty Cobb.
No.
Tiger Woods.
Yes.
Serena Williams.
Yes.
Venus Williams.
LeBron James.
Yes, that's her sister.
Vanessa Williams.
Yes, that's a singer.
Vivica Fox.
Yes.
Benicio Del Toro.
No. Is he a painter?
Yeah, he's one of the Ninja Turtles.
He's a Ninja Turtle?
Russell Crowe.
Yes.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Oh, yes.
Catherine Zeta-Jones.
Yes.
She's Michael great. Douglas.
Yeah, that's her husband.
Megan Fox.
Yes.
Brian Austin Green.
Yes. I do.
Ethan Embry. Brandy
Hills, 90210.
He's married husband, to Megan Fox.
Are they still married?
I think so.
Ethan Fox? Or wait, Ethan what? Ethan Hawke?
I said Ethan Embry.
Oh. No.
Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Yes.
Jennifer Love Huge Tits.
That's what I was right? going to say.
Whatever happened to her? She did have fucking huge tits.
She yeah. did.
She's living off the revenue of Ghost Whisperer.
And I know what you did
wait
last summer.
Wait a minute. No, she had a show going on when she was like a masseuse. I forget what it's called.
She How do you fucking book for that show? Holy
no,
shit.
No, she was a masseuse, and she worked in like in those ones that do like happy endings.
It was a once show. Again, how do you get booked for that
it was
show?
On Lifetime.
Yes, I love that show, and they stopped what? It. I forgot what it was called.
Was it like being filmed in my aunt's place of business?
No, it wasn't up to code. They couldn't do it at your aunt's place.
That's what happens when you don't pass health inspection.
It was her own
damn
fault.
They got raided. They probably got raided like 2 weeks ago.
Oh, so the rats would have been gone if they had a heads up?
Ew. It would have been on the menu.
The appetizers for after the massage.
That's gross.
Or appetizers and massage.
Don't talk about my aunt's place of business like that.
She has one? Seriously? Is it in she California?
She happens to do very well for herself.
Is it the nail salon portion of the spa? Is that what brings in the money?
Or is they have the free cucumber water, damn it.
Oh, that shit's good. I know how to make that.
See what I mean?
Oh, it was called The Client List. That's what it was called. You got to watch it.
All right. So that actually, that turned into a fun game. We'll have to.
Yeah, I'm kind of ditzy.
All right, I think, okay, so here's next time you go ahead and you make a list of a bunch of different celebrities and we'll try to see if we know who they are or not.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good.
All right, so the next topic was one that we talked about in Brainstorm and it just, we started laughing a lot because everybody had such a different story. The general consensus was first time masturbating.
Yes.
Jasmine, I'll let you get the ball rolling with this one.
First time masturbating. All right. Well, I kind of figure I was masturbating at a very young age because I was, like, rubbing pillows on myself. Like, humping them or something as a kid. And then I discovered cyber sex.
How old were you?
14 years old, I had no fucks given who the fuck I was talking to. For all I know, I was probably talking to, like, some 50-year-old pervert, but
probably.
This guy was like, oh, yeah, do this. You know, spread your legs and, like, just touch yourself. And ever since then,
you've been hooked.
Basically. Now it's like, oh man, I'm bored. What should I do? Yeah, that's right. I should just go to town on myself. So That is my first time was through chatting online in some random chat room and just masturbating while people were typing dirty things to me. And then it progressed to, like, phone sex, to, like, webcam sex, to, like, now Snapchat sex.
Oh, my God. She's a fan of technology and sex, what can you say?
Yeah, the times, they are a-changing. Time. So at least, you know, that's what I do in my free time, I guess, is just jill off. Whose turn is it?
You pick.
Cookie.
Oh, shit. Ooh, did not see that coming.
That went south so that's fast. That's what the towel said.
First time masturbating cookie.
I am a late bloomer.
Yay.
And going back just to reference the cast here right now, when everybody here was losing their virginity was about the same time that I first masturbated. I was like mid to late teens. And did not know the joys of it.
You didn't know what it could do.
Yeah, seriously, the magic that is self-pleasure. No one's done it right yet.
Now let me ask you, okay? When a guy...
Oh no, Pepper, there's no questions. It's just the subject. I want to ask a question.
She looks so confused. That was
I'm entitled awesome. To ask a question.
We're just fucking with you. Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Okay, so when you're jerking it the first time, did you jerk it and you, like, cummed? Or, like, you did it a few times and then you cummed? Like, was it scary to you? Because a lot of guys say, like, they jerked it and then, like, maybe say their 10th time, that's when it, like, something came out, because you don't know how long to do it for, right?
Well, no, you know, like there's an ending. You're doing it for a purpose. I mean, maybe because I was older, I knew what I was doing it for.
I get,
yeah. As opposed to, like, someone who's younger just for stimulation.
Well, I just knew someone that who's girls younger can like squirt me. At the age of 20.
On right. Pillows, apparently.
Honestly, like, the age of 30, I knew girls can squirt, like, I never knew I could squirt until the age of 30.
You can do whatever you want to
I didn't know
Pepper.
My body does these things. I'm like, what?
The more you know, shooting star.
For me, it was about a week after they unscrambled the porn channels. I was about 13. Porn channels. We got one of the...
Stop playing with the ball.
Well, we both know that you can't afford a black box, apparently, from the last episode, so scratch that out.
So we found somebody that found an extra black box, we'll call it, and so okay. We were able to get one, and so it unscrambled all the porn channels, and I was watching some, and I saw the guy, like, you know, jerking off, and at the end, like, he would, like, spray it all over the chick's face or whatever, and you had the money shot. And so I figured, I was like, oh, okay, well, that's how you do it. So, later I tried it, and yeah, it was like that, but then I got a headache afterwards, and so I didn't want to try it for a while after. And the headache could have just been, like, bad timing, but it was like a fucking jerk-off deterrent for, like, 2 weeks. And then I tried it again 2 weeks later, and it's been smooth sailing from there.
No headache could have stopped me from continuing.
Right? I would have been like, that feels like a high.
Could you imagine that if you got a headache every time you had an orgasm?
Oh, that would kill.
That would be that should be a would you rather question.
Would you rather get a headache every time you had an orgasm? Or never be able to have an orgasm ever.
Fuck that. I'd rather have a headache. Yeah,
I'll take an ibuprofen.
I was going to say, that's like, I mean, sometimes when you get choked or something, you get headaches. From the lack
How
of oxygen, so it's pretty much like... You know, if you orgasm out of that,
one to ten.
A seven.
I'm pretty much already
I was going to say anything above five.
Yeah, the headache on a scale of 1 to 10 is a 7.
Nah, I'd rather take the orgasm. I'll deal with the headache later.
Yeah, I would rather. I would just like take a toke or something.
Yeah, you can get rid of the headache.
Get rid of the headache. Well, no, because I like right after the orgasm. I mean, if that were the case, I'd be fucked. I'd be like having a fucking stroke. Oh, shit. I have fucking brain aneurysm by the time I orgasm so much. Like, that's it. I'm gonna be like a paraplegic after after he's done with me. Shit.
So getting back to what Pepper said about, like, how long, knowing how long to do it. I just watched the video and I was like, okay, we'll just do it till stuff comes out. Got it.
Oh, there was a video?
Simple.
I was watching porn. There's
always a video.
I was watching porn. That's why I learned how to jerk off.
See, no, I don't know. I was a late bloomer, just like Cookie, so
yeah.
I wouldn't know.
Wait, when did you start watching porn?
Oh, I watched porn a long time ago, but I never touched myself and masturbated on my own until I was like
20 something. She just liked the storyline.
Something. Yeah, it was like a novella.
Oh my gosh.
So did you not get turned on watching porn?
Oh yeah, but I'd have my person with me. Like,
oh.
Yeah. I could never just do myself. I'd rather have the real theme.
Man, you know how
is it because like, you're really bad at it?
No, I'm really good at it because when I do it, I could make myself orgasm.
I don't know.
More than guys can, you know.
Right? You didn't know who Adam West I don't know. Was.
My body is very difficult.
I've had a lot of chicks say that, and like that they could get themselves to orgasm, and that the guys really couldn't, and it fucking happened every time.
Like I like being touched by a guy and stuff.
So far, I have a flawless record. Like every time a woman said that to me, she had an orgasm, and she was the one that was wrong. So
okay, well, out of all the guys,
she was the one who was wrong.
Not all my guys. So they could just
sit there in their wrongness and be wrong.
Not all my guys giving me an orgasm. It's very few.
I can't believe you held out till like you're 30. By the time I was like 18, you know how some people are like, oh yeah, I'm gonna go buy a pack of smokes. I'm like, fuck that. I'm going to a sex shop buying some bunch of fucking toys.
Yeah, and I have a lot of
that's
toys.
Exactly I what I did them. With my gay best friend. We went to a fucking sex shop and I got like dildos and shit.
I have like four or five of them, but like I use them with my person if I want. Like they can do me like while they're watching, but I won't do
you
it
you don't
myself.
Use it by yourself.
No, it's just not a turn on
I don't
to
think
me.
You're getting the full use out of these
I
dildos.
Am I just I need that other person to like be there. Like I just
once
can't.
Again, defeating the purpose.
It's not.
I don't know. Maybe I'm too much of a fucking narcissist.
It's like when you're like, I can't drink alone. Like, you know, I can't bang myself alone. Like, I need somebody
oh,
there.
Oh, you can drink alone.
What?
It's not as
it
fun.
It just sounds like she's lazy. That's
I'm
what
not
it
lazy.
Sounds like.
I am not lazy.
I'm going to go with lazy.
Like, if
see,
somebody
I'm
else is.
I like
did you,
record
no,
myself
did,
while I'm doing it, and then I watch myself.
Because did you hear
and
what you say,
and then I bang
though?
Myself to watch
it. It was like. No, but when she was going, it was like, if there's somebody else that's there and going to do it for me,
no,
then okay.
No, no, no.
And then earlier she made another comment that was basically the same thing. Like, if somebody else is doing the work, then cool. But
no.
Otherwise, nah.
No, I'm not a missionary girl. No, I can ride. I can do all that stuff. I just want someone there, like, with me.
So you're a show-off.
Y'all hear that?
Ooh. God damn.
That's my big boy blue.
My big boy blue. I just want someone
the
there to get turned 5, on with.
did it actually, like, did it record?
Yeah, it did. It's all fucking loud.
Really?
I thought it was
I'm gonna
mine.
I'm going to turn it up on high. I'm going to turn it up on high.
Oh, my God.
Holy shit.
Hold on. Let me sit by the speaker.
She, like, immediately grabbed her headphones and put them in her crotch. Great. Now my ears are all itchy because that.
Do it again.
Because it vibrated the.
One more time.
Ow.
Oh, I thought you meant because the thought of her sticking your headphones down there made your
those
ears
are her
itchy.
Headphones. No, but, like, the vibration when it went off in the headphones, since they're isolation, it, like.
Well, let me borrow yours then.
I will not.
They're not Scotch guarded. I'm not doing that. I'll get some
I'll
Scotch guarded and then we'll
it.
Talk. or a trash bag, and then we'll talk. So it looks like we're kind of on our time for this episode, and thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to check out the Facebook page, the Rice and Beans podcast, and check out the website, www.riceandbeanscast.com. Hit us up on the discussion boards. We're going to be adding new content up there pretty soon. And we're going to be adding time markers in with the shows going forward. iTunes made a bit of a change to some formatting, so now you'll be able to pick up where you left off if you, say, are on the drive to work or home from work, and you get stopped in the middle or towards the end of the show. You can go ahead and now pick up back up where you left off. So, until next week, take a toke and watch all your worries go up in smoke.